It's not a secret, but it's purposely not well publicized either.
WFO has folks deployed to certain areas.
Joshua School was special agent in charge of intelligence at the Washington field office. He recently was promoted. He's now assistant director in charge of intelligence at FBI headquarters. And one of the things that's very clear to him and the leadership is that protecting the U.S. and any part of it can't be done only working inside out. So the Washington field office has people working outside the country.
We are working with Department of Defense and the military in Jordan. We have folks deployed in other places in the Middle East.
He was reluctant to say what those other places in the Middle East are. But where they don't have a physical presence, they do have a connection.
Through foreign liaison. And then oftentimes we'll meet with leadership from those liaison services as well to, again, ensure as best we can not only seamless coverage of the threat, but the movement of information, which is so critical to combating that threat.
And Carl Gaddis, special agent in charge of the counterterrorism division at the Washington field office, says information holds the key to everything they do.
We need to ensure that all of the information that the intelligence community has is shared with all the decision makers here in Washington, D.C., so that we can all collectively decide how best to protect D.C. and how best to mitigate the risk here in D.C.
And coming up in my final report,
Westerners have always been a target,
especially those from Washington. J.J. Green, WTOP News.